2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 is, for we walk by faith. That emphasis there is faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight. That scripture is a scripture that encourages me so much. Always note that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Always know that we are in this world, but not of this world. And because we are not of this world, our life pattern goes beyond what how the unbelievers live their own lives. And this, I'm telling you, you need this revelation to avoid unnecessary worries, unnecessary disturbance. When the Bible says it is well, it means it is well with the righteous. God will never forsake his own. Amen. You know, in one scripture he said, even the suckling mother can forget her child, right? You can imagine a mother that gives suck to the child may forget to feed the child. Sometimes the child has to cry to remind the mama, say, he never chop. But God said he can never forsake his own. It's an assurance. The problem with many of us is that we have not yet studied to know how to walk with this God. It's, you know, is it Prophet Daniel? Is Prophet Daniel in? Okay, it's attending to somebody. Prophet Daniel, there was a song you were singing in Tanzania. After we reached and they put the visa at the airport, as we are going, because we applied to get the visa on arrival, instead of going to Abuja, their office, somehow it was granted us. And immediately he got the visa. You didn't know I was hearing you. I didn't talk to you over it, but I was hearing you. You said, when you saw the visa, it came out and we were going out of the airport, you said, it pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. You said it.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember?
I remember, sir.
Why did you say that?
That was a breakthrough.
Amen. I understood why you were saying it. This is somebody who travels. Sorry, allow me to say it. Because all our experiences, especially we ministers, to enable us to share with people, you know, where we see God. He has been to Europe. He went through the desert and crossed the sea. The same way all other people, they've gone through. Some die at the desert. He saw all. Where you drink urine to be able to survive. I drink your own now, so that when you are thirsty, you can drink my own, make I hold my own. Nobody piss any in the desert. Where they meet those desert nonsense people. Because when you see that you want to hide and swallow your money, if they suspect, they will hold you and tear your stomach to look for the money you swallow and take it out. Then he managed to cross to Libya.
To Libya, yeah, Tripoli.
Tripoli, then decided to go to, decided to go to to cross over to Italy, to cross that same river. That balloon they use. How many days were you in the sea?
I spent 7 days.
They lost their way in the sea for 7 days on a balloon. According to him, he was sitting down on one edge because water comes in, they turn by turn, they empty the water. And then he said something just made him to stand up from where he was sitting. I went and sat on the deck like that. He said 2 minutes after that, the next person by his side fell on the water. And once you fall, nobody waits again. You had food for sharks. And they went on. And after 7 days, a rescue ship sighted them and came and rescued them. Now, and then he went there, asylum. No food to eat. Nothing. You were begging.
I was begging. I begged for
talk
2 years.
Talk to me, let me hear you.
I was a beggar for 2 years in Napoli.
Begging
to eat.
He will sit down on the ground with plates like Babi Allah, Malam, do for here. You can drop some coins, that's how he will have food to eat that day. No, we travel to Europe, we see them there. Your brother is abroad. You know what they do? And then he got there. And then he, of course, the only way now is to enter into crime, selling drugs. And then from there, he was caught and jailed. How long did you stay in the jail?
4 years.
4 years in jail. From jail, deported him back to Nigeria. So all that trouble, and when they deport you, all the money, everything you have, of course, you lost everything. Now, see it. When he came back, one thing led to the other, he's now forced to now turn to God. He gave his life to Christ and made up his mind to serve God. Now that he has decided to serve God, he's now having visas to travel. That is why he saw and said, it pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. Not only that, of all that, while he was there, the rough life, he lived everything, no hope to ever get documents to remain there. But after he came, gave his life to Christ, has been serving in this ministry. Now, he married his wife. He's a European citizen. He married a wife that is living in Spain. And all that he now needs to do, you know, he's now entitled to go back, to go there and live in Spain with his wife. He said, I'm just trying to tell you, all that he struggled on his own, see what he suffered, that same thing, he's achieved it after he decided to serve God. Hallelujah. So that makes me to understand Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 5. Proverbs chapter 3. From verse 5. What does it say? It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Verse 7. He said, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Do not be not wise in thy own eyes. Don't think you are smart. Don't think you are wise. Don't you ever think you have any ability to achieve anything on your own. For it is God that giveth thee power to make wealth. He is the one that setteth a king in social position, setteth one in another position. He is the one that places her, is the one that can pull you down. If you know the source of such a power, won't you want to be connected to that source? And give your life totally to that source. To take care of your future. To take care of your destiny. That is the problem with mankind. Satan has diverted our attention to the true source of life. And make us believe that we can make it on our own. He wants to show you the easy way of making things. Everyone that achieves anything in life by shortcut, whatever you achieve, will also have a short life. It will be short-lived. Anything you get through shortcut, because there are principles of success. Anything you do through shortcut, to bypass the normal way of doing things, you will. That thing, that success is never lasting. Never ever lasting. So you see you struggling, go up, come down, go up, come down. You go up, you come down. You go up, you come down. Praise the Lord. It's wisdom for breakthrough. It's wisdom for breakthrough. Anything, I repeat, anything. And Satan will want to tell you, everyone that has a bright destiny, a seed of God, Satan will want to divert you. That's why every talent, a true talent that you have, Satan will first try to use it. You are very intelligent, he will get you to be scientific. And science has no place for God. There's no scientists that believe in God. Because they make you go and do research and study and research, and everything has to do with matter. Everything is matter. Everything is substance. Everything. They have even pierced through that thing that you say cannot be seen. They have pierced through and, you know, gone and see that there are some other things that our eyes cannot see, but they exist, and that you can tap from it and bring it to the natural. Science. They'll use your brain and move it somewhere else. If you have a musical talent, before you know what, a group of those their agents will come and meet you, who will make you great, will sponsor you. You have fame, and they know what to do, and the whole world will give you fame as long as you join that satanic cult with their conditions. They offer you money. If you are a man of God with the gift, prophetic gift, healing gift, power gift, they rush and meet you. We give you money, any money you need, anything we need, we give it to you. But there's a way you associate with them, there are certain sermons you cannot preach. You see any prophet with a church talking about holiness? Do you see any prophet with a church talking about the salvation? Baptism of the Holy Ghost? Holiness, don't dress like this. They can't now. There is a limit. Powerfully gifted, but Satan takes it over. To divert you from the reason God has given you that. You know, seeing a beautiful woman, young girl that is very beautiful, they will approach you, modeling agencies, and offer you a lot of money. Just be showing your lapse. to advertise engine oil. What has your lapse got to do with engine oil? Amen. That is the perversion, nothing more. But every endowment you have, every grace you have, every, amen, praise God, every gift you have is to achieve God's purpose in your life, is to fulfill your destiny. But when we put our eyes away from God, then we live struggle. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. We walk by faith, not by sight. Faith there is revelation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we read it? Genesis 8:22 or 9:22. I think it's 8:22. Genesis chapter 8. That is the scripture. What does he say? That was the statement the Lord himself made to Noah after he wiped the whole earth and it looks everything was gone. He left a principle. While the earth remained, seed time and the harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. We look at that as it applies to our well-being as Christians. It's very interesting. And Apostle Paul let us know in another scripture that this giving, the act of giving, is a grace. And anything that is a grace, then it will go with prayer. So we look at it so that it will help us, you know, to live a life free of disturbance. I have spoken with people during counseling, and when I hear the way they talk, what they go through, especially if you are a true seed of God, when you leave God, He will fold hand and look at you. And when you come back, then you come back, you say, you don't come, make we start now. You don't come, make we start. Because you will surely come back. You will crash with frustration. You will crash with frustration. Amen. Because somebody left where God has destined for you to be. You meet with sorrows, pains, struggle. It even includes mistakes that we make sometimes that leave permanent scars on your life. Like the area of marriage. You see, the area of marriage. And worse, the area of investment. Where you can carry all you have and chuck somewhere and it's gone. Because you listen sometimes to the person that is proposing that investment to you. You get so convinced and get so carried away until when God is ministering to you, don't do it, you will not hear Him. You will not hear Him. Why? Because the scripture we read, He said, if when you acknowledge God, acknowledge Him. He said, in all your ways, acknowledge God. And He will do something. What will He do? He will direct your path. He will direct your path. And it includes every area of your life. Is that not the reason you woke up this morning, you prayed before going out? Is not acknowledging God? Is that not the reason why? Amen. Before you move into that house, you prayed. Before you started that foundation, you prayed. Before you go for that interview, you prayed. Acknowledge him. Some of you pray before you started that business, but when the blessings come, you forget him. Sometimes you think that this God is like a man. It's not like a man. We have seen a lot of people. There was a young man that one day here in the church, whether it was vigil or so, I will never forget, he was standing somewhere there. And I saw it clearly, a connection with a governor that will blow him up. I couldn't help, I gave it openly. And he said yes, he has a connection with somebody that is entering into the politics. And this, I said, that is evidence that the person will win now. If God is telling me, the governor, and the person won. And this young man has left Lagos. He's now permanently in that state without governor. They are working and is in millions. In fact, one of the contracts, I didn't see him for some time. When one of the contracts was going through, he was shaking. He ran back here and said, "Pastor, you remember that prophecy? I am the one. I've been there since in the state, and there is this big contract they want to give me, and CCC. In fact, I say, if that is done, this church building, I will. I pray with him. He went. He got the contract. Amen. But he has not come. Not even to phone to tell me. Now, listen, I'm just saying that you can do that to me as a human being, and there will be no repercussion. Do you understand what I mean? No repercussion. If you promise me something, you don't fulfill it. Nothing will happen. As a human being, I will only be disappointed. Nothing will happen. But when you make a vow before the Lord, you make it before the Lord, he's not a human being, no. See, where people struggle, you get something, you pull down, Chapter 5, verse 4. He said, when thou vowest a vow unto God, see it? He said, defer not to pay it. For he has no pleasure in what? Fool. You are a fool. You think he's a man to do that? Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou should not vow that thou should have vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. When you say that, wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? And he told the children of Israel, you said this is Ecclesiastes. It was a law. In Deuteronomy chapter 23:21, it says, when thou shalt vow a vow, let's read up to verse 23. When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it. For the Lord thy God will do what? Surely require it of thee. Do you know what it means? And it will be seen in thee. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, if you don't make a vow, it shall be no sin in thee. Then he said, that which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform. Even a free will offering according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. If you don't fulfill, he will require it. Do you know what it means for God to say, he will require it? You think he will come and knock your door? You think you will hear a voice? Fight with that. When God says he will require it, fight with that. It normally starts by you losing peace. You just lose your peace first. you lose your peace. He can close all doors. And I always say, if your problem is with God, who will deliver you? Anytime you have such a problem of everything around you, no peace, no progress, no this, and you believe you are serving God sincerely, you have gone everywhere for prayers, nothing is working, the next thing is begin to think again. I hope I have not made a vow. I hope I don't have an unconfessed sin. I hope I have not made a vow that I have not kept. So that God can step in to fight the battle for you. That's just an example. Because wisdom